And we are joined now, as we are most Mondays, by Omar Gayaga. He covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. Hey, Omar.
Hi, Melissa. Good to be here.
You know, we've been talking about energy-efficient homes, and it's good to talk about it. Some of us may also walk the walk, and I'm not sure my home would apply. But what about yours? Do you have an energy-efficient home, Omar?
Well, no, not so much. We actually have quite a bit of a different climate here near Austin. We just had our hottest July on record, so
yeah.
Heating is definitely the last thing on our minds. But yeah, we built our home about 5 years ago, and we were so overwhelmed with decisions and options and trying to keep the cost down that really keeping it green wasn't high on our list of priorities. But now that we're seeing our really high summer energy bills, we're definitely trying to make up for it. Last year, we bought solar shades that we install in all the windows, and we're looking at doing an energy audit and seeing what else we can do.
For more options. You know, in a lot of these things, it really comes down to money and how much it's going to cost. We heard President Obama try to make green housing options a little more affordable with tax credits when he announced his stimulus plan. But are we seeing green homes like the ones we just heard about really coming to neighborhoods all over the place, or are they still mostly in designers' brains?
Well, it depends on the market. I spoke to Stephanie Edwards-Musa, who is a certified eco-broker in Houston. She runs a website called Turning Houston Green, and she told me that in real estate, it really does seem split down the middle, at least in what people are looking for. They either really want to invest in green homes and live in green communities, be able to walk everywhere nearby, or they're kind of fundamentally opposed to the whole idea. They think it's a kind of a gimmick, and sometimes for political reasons. But it seems like even those who are sort of opposed to the whole green building concept, even they want to see some sort of aspect of green building in their home, whether they know it or not. Everybody wants better energy efficiency, healthier homes for their kids or if they have allergies, or anything that will save them money in the long run or increase the resale value of their homes. But definitely, it's still kind of in the custom home and higher price range area.
Omar, if somebody is not going to renovate their entire house or start from scratch with building a new one, what would the easiest things be to do to make it greener?
Well, you know, I had a fascinating conversation with a woman named Amy Epson, who runs My Green Casa, a website for do-it-yourself green remodeling projects. She suggests people start small and not get overwhelmed. I think people look at the price tag, they think thousands of dollars and renovating my home, it's just too much. But a lot of the remodeling projects you can do are very small, and sometimes the most eco-friendly thing to do is to just reuse materials you already have in your home rather than sending old stuff to landfills and buying new materials. On her site, she details how she turned an old VW bus into a jungle gym playscape for her son and how she installed cork flooring in some of her rooms. Sometimes the most effective things you can do are also the simplest and the cheapest. Getting an energy audit and seeing where your home can be improved. You might spend less than $300 and see an immediate impact by looking at just the weather stripping, the caulking, and the insulation. And also, as you replace older appliances with new ones, if you're looking at dishwashers or washer dryers that are aging or breaking down, you know, look at the more energy efficient models to replace them. You can do a little bit over time and see a really big impact. And also looking at location specific stuff. I mean, what works in Boston might not necessarily work in the 109 degree temperatures we're having here in Texas.
Right. Omar Gayaga, who covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. Omar, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. And we are going to be posting links to a lot of the green building and green remodeling websites on the NPR Alltech blog at npr.org/alltech.
Great. And for our listeners, while you're online, we are still looking for your favorite summer photos. We've already had hundreds of submissions, but we do want to see more. You can upload them to Flickr and tag them NPR Summer. At the end of the month, we will unveil a gallery of your images at the new NPR.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.